Well, good morning, everybody. I'm pretty excited. After Mass, I'm going to Ohio, and I'm going to I'm going to give First Communion to my niece, Claire. And on the day I was ordained a priest, I was ordained in the morning, and then we had the reception, heard my first confession, all those different things, and then my first Mass was that night. But in between, I also baptized the girl who is my niece, who is getting her first communion today. So I'm pretty excited about that. And the name of their church is St. Vincent de Paul over there as well in Mount Vernon, Ohio. And they have a school that just like it's like a blueprint of St. Joe's school. So it's kind of feels like home over there too. But anyway, I was just thinking about the Ascension, of course, and all of our readings today, just beautiful about this togetherness that God brings about in Jesus. This togetherness. The first reading from the first chapter of Acts of the Apostles says that all of the disciples they remained together, you know? And then the second reading talks about the church that was meant to bring everybody together. And in the gospel, Jesus says, baptize all the nations, bring them together into one body. This togetherness is just a beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful thing that we have in Jesus. And the cool thing is, like, it never would have happened without the Ascension, which we celebrate today. Like, Jesus tells, like, I'm going, I'm ascending, he says. But it's better, because if I didn't ascend, if Jesus never ascended, if we wanted to go see Jesus, we'd have to go get a passport. We'd have to find a way to save money to go over there. We don't have to do that. Because Jesus ascended and then Pentecost happened, we have Jesus everywhere. Right here. It's like the nearest tabernacle is Jesus. And the Spirit is everywhere in every human being. And this togetherness is made possible around the whole globe because of the Ascension. This togetherness. And so I was just kind of reflecting a little bit about, like, what are some things that prevent togetherness? And I only want to talk about one of them. Gossip. Gossip brings into the body of Jesus something that is very foreign to it, which is division and divisiveness. The hideousness and the scandal of gossip is that gossip pits one part of the body against another part of the body, which isn't what it's supposed to be. Like, we're supposed to be together in Jesus, in Christ, supporting each other, connected to each other, loving each other, and all one happy, holy body. But gossip is this thing where one part of the body, like, tries to tear down the other part of the body because it feels for whatever reason. Gossip is when we speak about the faults or sins of others. Now, it's detraction if those things are true. If you say something that is negative about something but you think it's true, it's calumny if you're making it up or you're exaggerating and those sorts of things. And we human beings are pretty good at doing both of those things, really. You know, I always think about this lady at the nursing home. She said, this was years ago, but she said, Father, I don't repeat gossip. So listen carefully this first time. it's common in schools. It's common in nursing homes. It's common in houses. It's common everywhere. But it's something that is horrendous because it is this tearing down of the other. Pope Francis said, the devil is the greatest gossiper. Because what is the devil? He is the accuser and the scatterer. And gossip is those two things, where we accuse other people about something we think is bad about them, and we're talking about them behind their back or whatever, and we're like, eh. Or we think we know because we heard it from our cousins, friends, sisters, boyfriend, you know, or like whatever, and we hear this out of turn, and we're like, oh, I may repeat that, you know, and it's this tearing down. It's this accusing, usually baselessly. But then it's also this, what happens as a result of this is a scattering and a division, which is completely opposite of what our Lord is doing in ascension and the Pentecost in his whole life. And so we got to be just careful on the gossip, you know. I was talking to a friend of mine, a priest friend, and we were talking about homilies and all that, and he said, that's a good thing to talk about. He says, he told me about a ministry in his parish, and he said, there's a lot of gossip going on in there, and so he said, I went over there and I told them, you want to know why you don't have new members in your ministry? Is because you're destroying your own ministry by your gossip. Because who wants to join something like that, you know? And we tend to do that. There's such a destructive, like poisonous power of gossip, and it's a plague. Pope Francis said it's a plague that ruins the unity Christ came to effect. And so an encouragement to watch on that. And to maybe just like this week especially, like, Lord, help me never say anything negative about somebody this week. Help me to not spread gossip, because it's a wildfire that destroys. Now, there are times in human civilizations or whatever groups that there's something that's not working, and so what's the thing to do? Let's say your workplace, there's an IT department and they're not doing their job. Well, instead of telling everybody else how incompetent they are, maybe just call them up and say, hey, it's not working. And if that doesn't work, then go up the chain of command and say, I can't print or whatever, and they're not fixing it. There's an appropriate way to deal with things that aren't working. But an inappropriate way is to just spread malice and spread things around about people. Let's ask God to help us this week, especially. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.